Next patient is Frank Bayouk. That is Bayouk, B-A-Y-U-K, B as in boy. B-A-Y-U-K, B as in boy. Bayouk Frank, F-R-A-N-K. Date of birth is 5/15/1950. Date of visit is 5/23/22. Please make copy for Luis Marrero, M.D. L-U-I-S, Luis. Marrero is M-A-R-R-E-R-O. Marrero, M-E-R-R-E-R-O. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Luis, L-U-I-S, thank you for sending Frank Bayouk for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and emphysema. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 72-year-old male with a history of pneumonia recently. Was in respiratory failure approximately a month ago, requiring ventilator support for up to 3 days. The patient subsequently was placed on oxygen and has been home on O2 at 2 liters, but complains of shortness of breath with activity and has lost some weight. He denies chest pains. No martyrs, no fevers or chills. The patient also is on Symbicort inhaler on a regular basis and a Ventol and HFA inhaler on as needed basis. He was treated for pneumonia and presently off antibiotics and off of steroids. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for COPD with emphysema, history of peptic ulcer disease, and a perforated viscous in December 2012, for which he underwent exploratory laparotomy, which subsequently healed. He also had a history of kidney stones on 3 different occasions. And he required an extraction of the stones. Next paragraph. Family history, both parents died of old age. Mother had sepsis. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur and penicillin. Sulfur and penicillin. Next paragraph, family history, history of sepsis in his mother, and heart disease in his father. Next, medal list included nebulized albuterol and atropine solution, TID, Symbicort inhaler, 80/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Protonics 40 milligrams a day, Clonopin 0.5 milligrams, BID. Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily. And atorvastatin 10 milligrams a day, nebulized albuterol and atropine, TID, PRN. And lisinopril 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, the patient, past history, the patient, past history is over. Next paragraph is the habits. The patient smoked 1 pack per day for 50 years, up until 2016. No significant alcohol use. Next line, allergy. Oh, I'm sorry, allergies I mentioned. Next, medalist. Lysix 20 milligrams daily, Symbicort 80 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. And amlodipine 5 milligrams today. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, thinly built white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 150 over 70, pulse 92, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 130 pound, saturation 92. HG and T announced fairly pupils reactive. Thank you, smile, throat is mild, injected. Yes, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, cytomegaly. Chest equal movements with the diffuse visus toward both lung fields, with occasional crackles in the right base. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and estrogen, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no curved tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor abscess. Skin is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is left chest wall lesion. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Can you please change that number 3? But can you cancel impression number 3? And please add in the system review, the patient had a left groin hernia. Next line. In the impression, COPD and emphysema with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hypertension. And number 3, history of kidney stones. Number 4 is atrial arrhythmias. And number 5 is anxiety. Next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a chest CT without contrast. He was advised to use a nebulizer with Duonet solution 3 times a day. Stop the Symbicort inhaler. And use a Ventolin inhaler as needed. He'll also continue using the antihypertensive medications and Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily. A follow-up visit rearranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Luis Marrero, MD.